Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
One of the most important things that we need to remember as Christians is that we are in a battle. Every day of our lives, we are battling invisible forces that are determined to destroy us. This is a fact. You must take it very seriously. The most dangerous enemy is one that you can't see, and you may even question whether or not he exists. That's the reason why the devil laughs so much. He's so happy. Because when people think he does not exist, it just makes him all the more powerful and destructive in their lives. The Bible says that the devil is a thief. He comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that's a fact. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Last time we discussed exchanging the curse for blessing. Now the Bible teaches that curses are real, and they are the result of disobedience to God's word. So it's very, very important that you really understand that. When you disobey God, you are setting yourself up for some unseen force to come against you in your life. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 45, it says, if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God and to obey the commandments and his decrees that he's given to you, all these curses will pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed. A curse is an invisible barrier to blessing and success. If you've hit a wall in your life, check out your obedience level. Satan's secret weapon are generational curses. We've talked about that for the last couple of weeks. Some of you may have missed it. There are families who suffer defeat in their lives from generation to generation, by disease, divorce, addictions, and much more. The sins of the parents are repeated in the children. Perhaps some of you know people like that. Perhaps that's your situation in your life. I want to give you good news, and that is this. Receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord gives you the ability to break the influence of generational curses. And you can also claim the blessings that God promised to Abraham. My text is taken from Galatians chapter 3 and 13. It says, Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse of our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Through Christ, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessings he promised to Abraham. The title of our message today is, It's Time to Claim Your Blessing. When the curse is broken, you become a candidate for God's blessing. Everybody talking about blessing. What is a blessing? A blessing is, by definition, it's to bestow a benefit upon, it's to praise an individual, it's to speak well of, to invoke a benediction upon a person to prosper. When we talk about blessings, God speaks blessings upon us. Now, how do we claim our blessings? Number one, ask God to bless you. And it's important for you to ask because this is one of his principles for prayer. In Matthew chapter 7:7, listen to what Jesus said. He said, ask and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. So in order to claim your blessing, you must ask God to bless you. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4:10, we see this is what Jabez did. The Bible says that Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Not just bless me indeed. And enlarge my territory. That your hand would be with me. And that you would keep me from evil. That I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. And folks, if God granted Jabez his prayer, he'll grant your prayer as well. In John chapter 14:12, Jesus said, you can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Number two, look for ways to please and obey God. You claim your blessings by pursuing obedience. Now, I want you to repeat after me. When I pursue obedience, blessings will pursue me. Listen to what the Bible says. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 28:1, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully his commandments, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. They will pursue you. See, that part of the verse, shall come upon you and overtake you, actually means when you obey first, but then the blessings will catch up with you. I'm going to say it again. When you obey first, then the blessings run behind you. They catch up with you. They come upon you. One translation says, they pull you to the ground. What a way to fall down, to be covered with blessing. It comes through obedience. The Bible says, this is the type of blessing that we'll receive through obedience. God's blessing will be upon us inside the city. God's blessing will be upon us in the country. God's blessing will even come upon your children. And wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. How many of you want that kind of blessing in your life? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for the blessing that we can pursue and receive. Number three, establish a covenant relationship with God. Now, the Bible teaches that blessings are obtained through a covenant relationship with God. In Deuteronomy chapter 8:18, it says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. Now, every time God enters into a relationship, he does it by establishing a covenant. What is a covenant? A covenant is the most intense and legally binding relationship you can have with another person. It's an agreement, a promise, a pledge, a contract between individuals to act in a certain way and to perform certain duties. Now, covenants go way back, and ancient covenants were always very solemn and very serious agreements as well. Animal sacrifices were almost always included. Covenants were accompanied by the promise of blessing for obedience and the warning of a curse for disobedience. God established a covenant with Abraham. And we find this in Genesis chapter 15:9. Let me read it to you. The Lord said to Abraham, bring me a three-year-old cow, a three-year-old goat, a three-year-old male sheep, a dove, and a young pigeon. Goes on to say, Abraham brought them all to God. Then Abraham killed the animals and put each of them, cutting them in pieces, laying each half opposite the other. But the birds he did not cut in half. It next says, some vultures swooped down to eat the carcasses, but Abraham chased them away. Now, you've got to understand something, folks. The devil will always attack to stop you from having a covenant with God. He tried with Abraham here because he had a feeling about what was about to happen. The Bible says, as the sun was going down, Abraham fell into a deep sleep. And while he was asleep, a terrible darkness came. And after the sun went down, it was very dark. Suddenly, a smoking fire pot and a blazing torch passed between the halves of the dead animals. And the Bible says, on that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, to your descendants, I will give this land from the river of Egypt to the river Euphrates. Now, in this act, God was participating in what was called the walk of death. And this is how two individuals entering into a covenant were so serious about fulfilling that covenant. They would participate in the walk of death by walking around the pieces of the sacrificed animal. As the two walked between the two pieces of the sacrifice, they would face each other and they would look up to heaven and say something like this, do so to me as has been done to this animal, if I break this covenant, I will keep this covenant. And if I fail to keep this covenant, may I die even as these animals have died. In this step, each of the individuals were pledging to fulfill the obligation of their covenant or die trying. Now, God himself was the smoking oven and the flaming torch that passed between the pieces of the sacrifices. In essence, God was saying to Abraham, let what has been done to this animal be done to me if I don't fulfill my promises to you. Isn't that powerful? You can't destroy God, but God was letting him know by using a covenant, the way it was first established, to say, Abraham, I will keep my word. I will not let you down. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 23 and 19, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not a human being, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried through on it?
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Talking about covenants, we've got to understand that today our covenant with God is through Jesus Christ. During the Lord's Supper, Jesus instituted a new covenant between God and his followers. In Mark chapter 14 and 23, it says, "Then Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he said to them, 'Drink all of it.' And then he said, 'This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many.'" The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 8 and 6, Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to any old priesthood, for he is the one who mediates for us a better covenant with God based upon better promises. It goes on to say in Hebrews 12 and 24, Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant that speaks better things. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, you have a covenant relationship with God that is secure. Now, it is a covenant of blessing. It is a covenant where what God has promised you cannot be broken. I think we need to pause and just give God some praise for that alone. I said, whatever God has promised you, he's not going to change his mind. He's not going to let you down. But now remember that a covenant has two people involved. Abraham had conditions that he had to fulfill to receive his blessings, and so do you. Now, each person in a covenant has responsibilities. In Genesis chapter 12 and 1, it begins to tell us some of the conditions of Abraham's. Listen to what it says. "The Lord said to Abraham, 'Leave your country, your people, and your father's house, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you.'" Number four, to claim your blessing, you must put God first and follow him. Now listen, if we want the blessings of Abraham, we have got to emulate what he did. God said to Abraham, "You've got to leave your family. You've got to follow me." In other words, God was saying, "You have to put me first in your life." Now, what is tragic is what I'm about to read to you about a study that was done recently. A new study revealed that the majority of Americans do not rank their relationship with God as their most important personal connection in life. 7 out of 10 American adults choose their earthly family over their heavenly father when asked to choose the most important relationship to them. People were more than 50% more likely to say that their church congregation is their most significant group than to say that God was as well. George Bonner, who is the founder of the Bonner Group, noted that although born-again Christians assert from an intellectual and theological standpoint that God is real and influences their life, they still do not seem to share much intimacy with God. I want you to think about that. See, that is the reason why many will get to the judgment and say, "Lord, Lord," and Jesus will say, "I don't know you." That is going to be a tragic time, because the Bible tells us that these people will be individuals that you see operating as though they are in a Christian church, born again believers, and yet the Lord will say, "I don't know you. I don't know you because you did not obey my Father's word." You have to put God first in your life. Look at your neighbor and say, to receive your blessings, you must put God first. Yes, even above your family. Now, this is not new news to some of you, maybe to some others, but listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said in Luke 14 and 26, "If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison." And then to make it plain, he said, "Like your father and your mother, your wife, your husband, your children, your brothers, your sisters, yes, and even your own life. Listen, otherwise you cannot be my disciple." You have to put God first. See, God is not to be shoved to the side and given our spare time. God is to be reverenced and put first. He is to be feared as our creator and our king. And folks, we don't dictate to God. He dictates to us. See, he is the potter. We are the clay. Romans 9 and 20 addresses this subject. It says, who do you think you are to talk back to God like that? Can an object that was made say to its maker, why did you make me like this? A potter has the right to do whatever he wants with his clay. Somebody say amen or oh me, one or the other. Folks, it's time to humble yourself and to remember that God is your maker. He created you with a purpose in mind. You are simply alive to serve him and not yourself. In Isaiah 64 and 8, it says, but now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. See, this is very important for you to understand. If you want blessings, you have got to honor God. You have got to reverence God. If you don't honor and reverence God in your relationship, then the devil will defeat you. See, people do not fall because they don't love God. They fall because they have no fear of God. Let me prove it to you. God said of David, he is a man after my own heart. However, as you all know, David not only committed adultery, but he committed murder. He loved God, but he did not fear God. The Apostle Peter, he did not fear the Lord. He felt free to rebuke Jesus at will. Let me read a scripture to you. In Mark 8 and 32, Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but always on the things of man. You will never be able to discern the will of God if you are always looking at what you want to do through your own desires. See, you have got to die to your own desires, to your own will, to your own plan, whether it be a 1-year plan, a 5-year plan, or a 10-year plan. God had a plan before you were born. You must yield to the plan of God for your life if you want to be blessed. Let the church say amen. Amen. Listen to what happened to Peter later on with that attitude he had. In Luke chapter 22 and 31, Jesus said to Peter later on, Simon, Simon, Satan demands to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And of course, you know what happened. Peter, he denied the Lord. He said, if they all leave you, I'll never leave you. Mm-hmm. And he denied the Lord 3 times, and he did a little cursing along the way to prove that he was not a Christian. So you see, it's important for us to understand we must humble ourselves and we have got to put God first. Because a lack of the fear of the Lord always opens the door to the devil to attack and to deceive you. It is your submission and your reverence for God that causes the devil to flee from you. You remember that? The Bible says that we should submit to God. Then we can resist the devil. And then he'll flee. So you have to obey God. You've got to reverence God as being God in your life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab.
The title of today's message is Claim Your Blessing.
Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you're going through some difficulties in your life. The Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify my name. Father, I just pray for every person who's going through difficult situations right now, those who are stressed out, those who don't know which way to turn, those who have been asking you for direction. I pray that you would grant your Spirit to direct them. You told us to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you would direct our paths. We're believing that, Lord, for every listener right now. I pray divine guidance, blessing, and encouragement upon their lives. I pray, Lord God, that you will help them to fulfill your purpose and destiny for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.